Kadosh. Remember, remember, Adonai Eloheinu.
Welcome to Romamu, an open-hearted Jewish community and house of worship, learning, and spiritual growth. You're listening to Romamu's podcast, where we share words of Torah, insights, and inspiration from Romamu clergy. Thank you for being with us.
Graduated from college, and I'd moved to Tel Aviv to work in theater. That was a big mistake. It was a miserable year. That's another conversation. But I went to visit my dear cousins in Tzfat, who happened to be Breslov Hasidim, and they, unbeknownst to me, had made an appointment for me to meet with a Rebbe. I was pretty rebellious, and I wasn't into guru figures, but I went to the Rebbe, and he was unbelievably warm and compassionate and listened to my woes, and he took out a book of Psalms, and he prescribed 7 of them for mourning and for before bedtime. And he said, you can get back to me in about a month or so. In times of distress, in times of crisis, when we want to cry out to God, but maybe we're tongue-tied, maybe we're short of breath, maybe we're short of fuse, we have words of Tehillim, of Psalms, that contain within them perhaps the fullest range of human emotion within 150 short chapters, except for Psalm 119, which is very long. Maybe you've sat on a bus in Jerusalem or in Brooklyn, and you've seen someone fervently praying, bent over a tiny book of Psalms with impossibly small handwriting. Or maybe you've been a part of a psalm circle for a community member in need of healing. Right now at Hebrew College, where I just joined the faculty, we have a WhatsApp group where since October 7th, we just jump in and name the number of the psalm, and we keep going, starting again at 1 and going and going. The third Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, said, if we only knew the power of verses of Psalms and their effect in the spiritual realms, we wouldn't ever stop reciting them. And you know, sometimes it is, wait, what? I wasn't saying any. What? Okay. Sometimes it's comforting to read through Psalms at a fast clip, like someone on a bus in Jerusalem. But sometimes when we listen really, really closely, like really, really closely, they whisper some wisdom to us that we can't hear anywhere else.
Shir la'malot esaynai El ha'ari me'ayin yavo esri esri me'im ha'shem ose shamayim va'aret.
A song for ascending. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help is from Hashem, maker, creator of heaven and earth. Shir la'malot, a song for ascent. Have you ever noticed? It's not Shir ha'malot. That's the usual one, a song of ascent. But Shir La Ma'alot, a song for ascending to pack with us for the climb, for the hardest of roads, this psalm is extra oxygen for high altitude. I lift my eyes to the mountain. Our 11th century commentator Ibn Ezra says, it's not just a metaphor. When we are in despair, lift your eyes. It seems to have been a known practice, especially on days you find yourself staring at the ground. Lift your eyes. When you are afraid, hopeless, lift your eyes. When you're in a doom loop or a feedback loop, lift your eyes, especially when you can't take them off the screen, especially when you're stuck looking in one direction, when you've given up maybe on humanity, lift your eyes and look up towards the mountains, towards the horizon, towards the eyes of another human being. Lift your eyes in a new direction, and promises Ibn Ezra, our soul will follow. And the mountains that you look toward, maybe it's the Adirondacks, maybe it's the Catskills, or maybe it's Mount Sinai. But if it feels too far away right now, just too big, too overwhelming, then we can follow the Sephardic Gaon, known as the Chidah. We can lift our eyes towards our next act of kindness. That's his mountain. Lift your eyes to your next act of chesed. Just that far. And our Talmudic sages, they get even more creative. In Bereishit Rabbah, Shmuel Bar Nachman says, aha, don't read El Heharim. Don't read look towards the mountains. Ela El Hahorim. Look towards the ancestors. You see what they're doing there? Harim, Horim. Those who taught us and raised us, el-ha-horim, in moments of despair, look to our mythical ancestors who navigated unprecedented terrain before we ever did. Look to our historic ancestors who crossed continents and seas, all alone, adopted new languages, suffered and thrived, who basically invented resilience. And more literally, train our eyes to our parents, to our elders, those who taught us how to be mensches in this world. What do they do in this moment? Me'ayin yavo Ezri. Me'ayin yavo Ezri. Now here things get a bit trippy, because the simplest translation of me'ayin yavo Ezri is, from where will my help come? And yet, me'ayin can also be translated as from nothing. From nothing will my help come. As in yesh me'ayin, creation ex nihilo, something that comes from nothing. Me'ayin yavo ezri, my help emerges from nothingness. Our mystical ancestors understood this ayin, this nothingness, as the Kodesh Kodashim, the Holy of Holies, a space so thick with movement and meaning, the primordial source of all life. It's what we sense, but we can't see. It's what's beyond our comprehension, what is concealed, our unknown. It is called ayin, nothingness. God is called ayin. Our soul is called Ayin. Me'ayin yavo Ezri. Our help, too, comes from Ayin. And the place where Ayin, that nothingness, and Yesh, being, the place where they kiss, is called faith. Emuna. Kabbalist Reb Azriel of Girona writes, and this is a translation from Danny Matt, being as it begins to emerge from nothingness into existence is called faith. For the term faith applies neither to the visible, comprehensible being, nor to nothingness, invisible and incomprehensible, but rather to the nexus of nothingness and being. Faith is that nexus of nothingness and being. Faith comes at seeding time. Faith is an inchoate feeling, imagining a future where one doesn't yet exist. Faith lives in winter, in darkness, with renewed life simmering underground. Faith happens every time we say amen. We seed faith, emunah, amen, 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 amen. And you may have noticed that the word amen is very similar, has the same letters of the word ma'en, which means to resist, to cease, to stop. And it's quite a feat. Every time we just switch one letter and we come to faith, we reframe to faith, even in the places of the deepest ma'en, of the deepest resistance, we can move physically the letter to amen. Our help, our way forward will emerge from this place, this nexus where nothing and being touch. It can only come from faith. And yes, Ezri Me'im Hashem Ose Shamayim Ba'aretz, the ultimate help comes from God. We're in the Psalms, after all. Ezri Me'im Hashem Ose Shamayim Ba'aretz. Our help comes from Hashem, creator of heaven and earth. But the Pia Zetzner, the Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto, reminds us that the psalmist doesn't say, Ezri Me'im Hashem, our help comes from God who brought us out of Egypt, but rather my help comes from God who made heaven and earth ex nihilo, out of nothingness. Dafka reminding us that the only one who can help us is the one who wrote the book literally on something from nothing, who imagined and actualized a present and a future where there was no template. Even this verse brings us back to Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. When I ran out the door this morning, yesterday, to catch the train from Boston, I forgot to bring my book of Psalms from the Rebbe, from my cousins in Tzfat. And I'm forever grateful to my cousin's Rebbe for introducing me to the healing power of Psalms. Shir la ma'alot.
Shir la ma'alot.
I pack a song as I set out on the journey, a song that's made for climbing.
Esainai.
I left my eyes from the ground toward the majestic mountains of Torah, of family, of nature. And my help emerges from hidden, unforeseen places, from the ground in winter.
Ezri Me'im Hashem.
Our help emerges from the one who teaches us to create with no template, no path, to return to the nexus where being emerges from nothingness and where faith will be born within each and every one of us.
Thank you for listening. Want more content like this? Subscribe to our podcast and visit romamu.org to learn more about us. Please consider making a contribution to Romamu so we can continue to fulfill our mission to help spiritual seekers deepen their connection to Jewish wisdom and practice to help them become more compassionate human beings. We hope to see you in the synagogue or the Zoomagogue soon.
Romamu. Romamu. Adonai.